Oh, welcome back. Another daily editorial here on the KE Report. This time chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. Now, Eric, we're going to circle back around to some recent news out of Novo Resources. This is a stock that both you and I hold shares in, and they are a sponsor on both of our websites. But you know what? You and I have chatted quite regularly about Novo updating the move towards and the development of using or sorting at these projects. But also now we got news out just earlier this week that talked about sub 1 millimeter gold from Egina. So this is more the finer grain gold that the company was waiting for some of these results to get back. And it's been another question mark around the projects in general, but especially with Egina, as the company has been focusing there recently. The results from fine gold, what was your takeaway from some of these results?
Well, first of all, I mean, I was very positively surprised that there was any appreciable gold beyond the swales, because I wasn't sure about that, because that opens up the whole bulk mining scenario. I mean, that obviously boils down to if we can get costs low enough that it could be mine profitable. But at the same time, the second positive news we got was that even though it's there's a lot of gold below sub 1 millimeter, it seems that most of the finer gold particles are still above 0.1 millimeter. And that might be very important because Steinert and Tomer are currently doing work to see if they can sort down to 0.1 millimeter. And if they can, I mean, that could mean that ore sorting could be used for all the gold, not just the high-grade, more nuggety swales, but also the broad disseminated finer gold halo surrounding the swales. And even if ore sorting isn't applicable to everything, I mean, as long as the more the nuggety the gold, the easier and cheaper it would be to recover, even if they use some other kind of dry processing technique. So basically, main points, the gold seemed to extend beyond the swale, and we might have a very broad, lower grade, finer halo, and it could possibly be sortable with the same ore sorters.
So how are you balancing out how this story is developing, though? Because one, and I think the main driver right here is using this ore sorting technique and having some success and now pitting Steinert and Tomra against each other to see who can get the most efficient ore sorting method when it comes to getting some of this finer grain gold. But if you drive down into some of this much finer grain gold, then yes, it does bring up the potential of bulk processing. However, I still lean a bit more to the use of simply this ore sorting to pull these nuggets out and then maybe revisit the overall resource that could be left there. How are you balancing out the developments here, understanding that bulk mining is still a bit different than simply using these ore sorting? You still pull up a lot of ground, but the ore sorting can really almost immediately spit out a lot of this gold.
Well, in my case, when I say bulk mining, I just mean basically undifferentiated attack on this greater terrace, that I think the ore sorting will be used for everything, but bulk mining would be like, okay, let's say you would have to let's say the finer disseminated gold halo wasn't economically viable, then you would have to actually track the high grade swales, and that of course means lower acreage and would make the mining operation a bit more tricky, because you would actually have to track a snake, if you will, a swale that heads into the greater terrace. But if almost everything has appreciable gold and they could get the cost down low enough, I mean, then they could almost basically just pick and choose. They could mine everything and go for, you know, scale. And that's what I mean by bulk mining. Or they could just, okay, let's go after this swale so we get super high IRR, because, I mean, the margins on that could be obscene, because according to my calculations, like 1.7 grams per cubic meter, for example, I mean, that leaves like $44 per ton after sorting to cover any other expense. So that's like a huge margin. What does it cost for a continuous miner to, you know, pick up one ton of lag gravels? That must be, I don't know, almost nothing. And what does it cost to screen? I mean, that's pretty much nothing. And then it would be reclamations and stuff. But I mean, how would you possibly get up to $44 in cost before that would be uneconomic? I can't see how that would happen. So I think the swales themselves should be, you know, obscenely profitable. But at the same time, it's like, okay, would they go for, I don't know, smaller scale and just go for obscene margins? Or will they actually, like, okay, let's say they can get a few 10% of margins at least on the actual low grade Halo. I mean, then they could just, I don't know, I mean, make the operation as big as they would want, or at least as big as they would be allowed to mine. And I mean, this is just the first area. We're at the edge of the very first greater terrace, basically, because the swale that we're basically have sampled now is leading into the greater terrace. And what will happen out into the greater terrace? I mean, as Quinton said, there's like fingers on a hand that they're basically draining into this much larger flat area. I mean, will there be, I don't know, will there be much broader mineralized swales out there? Will the gold content be higher? I don't know, but I mean, just the fact that we're seeing this at the very edge of the greater terrace, I mean, to me, that's like, okay, yeah, if we're nibbling this in the butt and it's already possibly economic anywhere, basically, at least, every bulk sample showed appreciable gold. So, I mean, it just leads to interesting scenario where, okay, if it's good, if it's this good out here, what will happen out into the greater swale? And since we get like, I don't know, 2,000 square kilometers, I mean, what's the bulk mining scenario in that case? I mean, what's the blue sky now? We must get more info, obviously, but I don't see why it would be a localized thing, because there's evidence of, you know, these gravels all over, and they've already confirmed that there are gravels in that other tenement that they're, I think, doing heritage clearance for at the moment. So it's like, okay, basically it seems like everywhere they look, the gravels are there, but we don't have the grades for those. But at the same time, it's like, why wouldn't there be disseminated gold there, and why wouldn't there be swales, etc., out into the greater terrace?
Yeah, you know what? It's a interesting story to continue to follow along with, because, well, one, Novo holds such a large land position, and it's a very different style of deposit, especially the way they're looking at it using this ore sorting. But I want to take a step back and look at the share price too, because really for the last year, Novo traded within a range, right around $2 up to about $3. Sometimes it would peak a little bit above that and maybe a little bit below $2, but not for very long. However, in the last about month now, the stock has really started to take off. We are trading at a 52-week high, and a lot of this is on the back of, I think, this ore sorting development, mostly at Egina, but also with some of the hints that it could be used at other projects. What do you think about the share price movement here, Eric, and what could continue to drive this forward? It seems like progress in one sense at Egina is really helping, but balancing out all this other land that they have, it's tough to keep investors focused and still have the big picture in mind while still moving towards some sort of test mining, hopefully by next year.
That's a good question. I mean, first of all, it looks like, I'm not a trader, I'm not good at technical analysis, so, you know, take everything I say with a grain of salt. But it looks to me like we have had a double bottom and a fat base that went on for like a year or something. And we've been continuously getting good news releases over the last at least 6 months or so. But the market didn't respond. And I mean, I just kept buying and buying and buying, because I know, okay, I focus on what the fundamentals are. Are they improving and the share price is not? That means that I should be buy even more. So then it finally tipped over recently, basically, where all of a sudden some of this news started to be reflected. I mean, I don't know what's actually driving it. I assume it's ore sorting, but I mean, as you also said, that like the problem with Noah is that it's so big and so complex, at least at face value, and we got this new ore sorting technology. I mean, nobody has an experience with ore sorting, especially not this kind of deposit. I mean, there are ore sorting endeavors out there, but at the same time, they're often, or I think almost, basically 100% are just, you know, one part of the processing flow sheet. They still, they're just used to high grade the ore somewhat. But I mean, there's no gold operation out there that, you know, would directly sort and process the ore with only ore sorting. I mean, as Quinton has said, like, or as Steiner told Quinton, like 26 cents per ton is Steiner's estimate. I mean, Jesus, imagine that. I mean, let's look at Beaners Creek, for example. I guess this includes crushing and stuff, but that's like $14 to $15 per ton. And this is 26 cents. And Egina doesn't even need crushing or anything else. So that's the whole processing scheme, potentially, just ore sorters for 26 cents. So, I mean, I think that hasn't sunk in yet, because, I mean, I don't think it has sunk into my head yet either. I mean, I don't have any prior experience with this ore sorting technology. So, I mean, I think someday it's just going to shock people, even the diehard bulls, basically, because no one has seen an operation that could be, you know, this cheap to process and mine. So I just think that we're going to go into some revelation stages, basically, because at the moment it's like it's too good to believe, basically. But I don't think it really is, even though it feels like that. Once they, you know, come out with some other, I mean, they're going to probably trial test this for Beaton's Creek and Commonwealth as well. And what if we learn that, oh, they found, you know, they're already said that they mapped 1,000 kilometers of unconformities. So, I mean, and as Quinton has said himself, we're going to find more Commonwealths in Beaton's Creek. So what happens if we show proof of concept, this works, margins are very high, I mean, higher than most miners, and then we learn that, oh, you know, we have a bunch of these deposits out there, and who knows how big, you know, the Great Terraces are. I mean, they could stretch all the way to the coast. So, I mean, the blue sky is obscene, and it's, you can't really think about it now, because the market cap isn't reflecting that at all. Like, I don't know, 1-2% of it or something like that. So it's hard for the mind to wrap itself around that, because we're anchored at what the current share price is and stuff like that. And the most important thing I would say is, like, none of this is priced in anyway. So, I mean, it's in my opinion, fine to talk about Blue Sky if not much of it is priced in. But if we would be trading, I don't know, 3 billion market cap or something, then we'll talk about things going wrong and the probabilities of they making this happen. But none of that is reflected in the, at least my Blue Sky case isn't reflected at all in the share price. So that's like, in my opinion, the margin of safety I like. And that's why I know it's by far my biggest position, even though it's a lot of other people say it's expensive. I think it's ridiculously cheap when you look at all the news items out lately and just think about the scale if this works, because if it works at either of the current projects, it should work on every other project we find.
Maybe. We don't know that. We cannot say for sure that it will, but you know what? It is encouraging to see the developments of this ore sorting, because that really was a major question mark around this project. And in all fairness, it still is a question mark as to just how well it will work. However, the recent news, I think, has been taken note of, and that's why the share price is moving, because there are some encouraging aspects of this recent developments of just better efficiency in the ore sorting area for this project at least, and potentially the other projects there. But again, Eric and I do hold shares in this stock. It is encouraging to see some of these developments, and you know what, Eric? We'll, I'm sure, be chatting about some more news as it hits the wire into next year. But in the meantime, I will post a link to your website, The Hedgeless Horseman, and if anybody wants to ask Eric any questions, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. Eric, have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Corey. The same.